I've been here a long time. Longer than when I was actually alive. I suppose that comes with the territory when you've passed beyond the land of the living. Strange how a fever can extinguish a life so quickly. It's unclear why some of us seem to get stuck here. There's no real rhyme or reason, it just is. And it's something you grow to accept. There have been many people who have come and gone through this large house, each one with their own stories and memories and secrets. That's the hardest part of all of this, being a witness to so much life when yours was just paused. There was a monotony to it all, to be sure, but when people thought no one else was watching, that was when the fun began. The first group of people I had to watch was my own family. I watched my mother grieve me first, then my father, then my brother. Eventually, she remarried and her new husband took her and my sister to his home. They never came back. The next tenant was a young man who had worked hard to earn enough money to buy his own home. Oh, he brought home a lovely young lady within a year. She wore the most beautiful wedding gown I had ever seen. A satin and lacy tulle gown with hundreds of pearls. She looked like some sort of angel. I had never seen two people so happy as they were the night of their wedding. That was the first time I ever truly observed the people in this home. It wasn't intentional, and yet I couldn't look away. I knew what married people were expected to do. My mother had given me her version of it, of course. But I had friends that told me what their experiences were like. Everyone's stories all seemed to be so different. I was engaged to be married once, but that never came to pass. My fiancé and I had stolen moments away from prying eyes, sharing kisses and rubbing against each other through our clothes. But my actual experience with pleasure was limited. Seeing these newlyweds made me curious. I wanted to see what it was like to make love to someone. The young groom pressed open-mouthed kisses to the back of his wife's neck as he helped her undress. And she leaned into every one of his touches. They were tender with one another. Gentle. Sweet. It was also the first time I realized that I could still feel the sensation of arousal. It was strange, to be sure. A dull heat flooded my core that I didn't know I could feel anymore. Of course, I could still feel things. That was just part of being on the mortal plane, but sensations like hunger or pain or arousal, they didn't seem possible. That was the first night I watched the tenants of my home. It wasn't the last. Knowing that I could feel something while watching them, was addictive. So that's what I did. I watched. There are many who came and went. Married couples, single people, lovers, and everything in between. Some of them I remember more vividly than others. After the young married couple moved on, the middle-aged woman moved in. She was unmarried, but had a bundle of letters she kept by her bedside. I never read them because it seemed terribly rude to invade her privacy like that. They were wrapped in a violet ribbon and smelled of rose perfume. Every night, she would read one of those letters. As she read, her hand would dance between her thighs, and she would whisper the name of a flower she came undone by her own ministrations. She would writhe and pant and cry out, but she would always weep whenever she finished. It broke my heart each time. She eventually passed and her niece moved in. She was a pretty thing and always had a smile on her face. She had a lover who came by every once in a while, often smelling of whiskey. She worried about him getting into trouble, although I'm not quite sure why. He was a large man, and it seemed like he was more than capable of taking care of himself. Whenever she was with him, though, she was in charge. He would often be on his knees before she could instruct him, or he would have already stripped his clothes to be ready for her. I noticed she liked to spank him. I could tell by his reaction he enjoyed it, too. He stopped coming by after a while. Oh, and she was so sad for a time. At least until a new man came into her life. This one liked when she tied him to the bedposts and raked her nails down his skin. She became pregnant not long after she became involved with the new man. Oh, she was over the moon excited, and when she told him, he immediately married her. He would leave every day to go to work, often lamenting how many decisions he had to make during the day. At night, when they were in bed, he would thank her for taking away all his worries. When they passed, their son moved out and sold the house to a middle-aged man. He began renovating the house. It was quite strange watching the bones of my home change, but it was also quite fun. He liked the color yellow. The contractor, who was helping him renovate, was a handsome man with a salt and pepper beard. He had a kind smile. He also liked to get on his knees and suck the homeowner's cock in the kitchen in the morning light. They were often sneaky in the way they showed affection, especially if other people were around. I didn't quite understand why, especially since they were clearly in love. But at night, when everyone was gone out of the house, save for them, they made love on every surface in the house. They lived together in domestic bliss for many years. The contractor passed first, holding the hand of his beloved. The homeowner followed not long after. I think his broken heart eventually got him. People came, people went. Like the woman with the shock of pink hair. She had two partners, a man with a nose ring and a girl who wore an obscene amount of black lipstick. They were often tangled up together in their bed, taking turns to give each other pleasure. If they weren't all there, they would still fuck like rabbits in some combination. They were young and primal and unafraid to experiment. I saw positions with them that I didn't think were humanly possible. Unfortunately, they were terrible tenants, and my once beautiful home fell into disrepair. They all went their separate ways, and my house was empty for close to 30 years. Until you. You bought this house on a hot summer afternoon. You walked in with your hands shoved into your pockets and looked around at everything. You told a realtor that you had seen old pictures of this place and that you wanted to restore it to that. You piqued my curiosity. Once you moved in, you spent hours each day ripping up the floorboards that had been broken beyond repair, or tearing the sallow wallpaper from the walls, or yanking rotten cabinets from the kitchen. You had a determined set to your brow, and often stuck the tip of your tongue out when you were concentrating. I often found myself wondering what it would be like to kiss you when your tongue stuck out like that. Sometimes I caught you staring in my direction. It was both exhilarating and jarring. You made me curious. I like to watch you work and relax and just live. You were attractive, to be sure, but you had an undeniable air of confidence that drew me to you. Maybe it was your determination to restore the house. Maybe it was the fact that you weren't afraid of a little hard work. Maybe it was that you took pride in what you did. Whatever it was, I liked watching you more than anything. One afternoon, after you spent the day repainting the parlor, you gave it a sunshine yellow color, like one tenant did so many years ago. You stripped all of your clothes off and stormed up to the bathroom. You were frustrated because the work was taking longer than you anticipated. You filled the tub, and once it was warm enough, you slid in. I watched you from the far side of the room, standing near the counter. You splashed water on your face and sat back, leaning your head on the back of the tub. You tilted your head just a little bit, and I swore you were staring at me. In all my years of wandering these halls, I've never had someone so much as look in my direction. Yet here you were, staring right at me. Or, at least I think you were. The idea of pretending that you could see me was just as appealing as the thought of you actually seeing me. You adjusted yourself in the tub, getting more comfortable. You kept looking right at me as you slipped a hand beneath the sudsy water. Your arm began to move, and I knew immediately that you were pleasuring yourself. You weren't the first person in this home to take out their frustrations by resorting to pleasure. I had seen it many times before, and people had different ways of expressing that pleasure. You were quiet at first. Your gaze stayed fixated where I was, and your arm moved in a languid up and down motion in the water. I couldn't see you through the water, and I was too far away, but I imagined your arousal. I imagined how warm and wet you might be. I imagined your hand caressing your sex, working yourself closer and closer to a delicious climax. And then, I felt it. That slow, dull heat crept its way from my core, and soon I felt compelled to do something about it. All those years of watching, of feeling, and yet, I had never wanted to touch myself as much as I did now. I spread my legs open and pulled my skirts up around my hips, baring myself to you. I still didn't know if you could truly see me, but it was thrilling nonetheless. I traced my fingers down my stomach, slowly, trying to match your pace. I spread my folds, pretending you could see and admire how wet I had become from just watching you. I gently teased my clit and allowed myself to imagine they were your fingers instead of mine. Oh, it had been so long since I had done this, but never once had I imagined a tenant bringing me pleasure. A shiver of pleasure tingled up my spine. Whatever the sensation was that you inspired in me, oh, I wanted more. Apparently you did too. You must have touched yourself in a way that really pleased you because you bit your lip and closed your eyes. You leaned your head back and picked up your pace. Watching you writhe in the tub, glistening from the water. It was beautiful. I started rubbing myself faster to match you. I let out a moan, the first noise I had made in what was easily a century. Your eyes snapped open. You kept touching yourself and began moaning too. I bit my lip when you bit yours, moaned when you did. we began to mirror each other. I dipped my fingers inside me, pumping them in and out, desperately wishing they were your fingers instead of mine. Your back arched, and you whined. Did you wish that your fingers were inside me too? I felt myself reaching that peak. Oh, and I so badly wanted to get there. I watched as you climbed to that peak too, panting, whining, desperate. I felt my release claim me and shuddered as it reverberated through my body. I cried out, feeling more than I had in years, possibly decades. Your orgasm reached you at the same time as mine did, bucking your hips and moaning, jaw slack from ecstasy. Watching you come undone was easily going to be one of my favorite things to do. You took several deep breaths, closed your eyes, and lifted your head. As you sat up in the tub, you looked directly where I was sitting again. I pulled my skirt down, suddenly feeling very exposed. I moved away from the counter, stepping towards you cautiously. Your gaze followed me the whole time. I reached the tub and knelt beside it, looking into your eyes. Can you see me? Or should I keep pretending?